and Matt Quinn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to keep talking about Afghanistan for a brief period. Just talking about how Donald Trump, crooked Donald Trump and crooked Mike Pompeo set up the disaster in Afghanistan towards the end. They weren't the ones that got us in. They're the ones that directly met with the Taliban, cut out the Afghan government, told the Afghan government to release 5,000 Taliban murderous prisoners who then went back to fight the government. They're also the ones that said we're getting out by May 1, and they're also the ones that reduced our forces precipitously to 2,500 troops, which is barely enough to protect themselves. All of that is true, and I'm not the only one saying that. Liz Cheney, Republican Congresswoman from Wyoming, number three in the House leadership till they squeezed her out because she told the truth that Donald Trump's lie about fraud in the 2020 election was a lie, was hurting our democracy. Well, she came out with a great statement. She said, quote, Trump's meeting with the Taliban set all of this in motion, end quote. Trump's meeting with the Taliban set all of this in motion, end quote. Trump's recognition of the Taliban as something other than a Nazi murderous force of sectarian racial murder, equivalent to ISIS, equivalent to Al-Qaeda, cutting out the Afghan government, forcing the release of 5,000 Taliban murderers from prison, reducing our forces to 2,500 precipitously and then announcing we're withdrawing on May 1, that is what set all this in motion. Liz Cheney is exactly right. The question is, what do we do here? What do we now do? I think it was a mistake, as I said, for Biden to say, well, okay, not May 1, but September 1. When you tell Nazi murderers, okay, you're going to be gone by September 1, they'll shoot at you on the way out. If you bomb them, here's the thing. I mean, early on, when we went in because they were hiding Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda operated there, and Al-Qaeda will operate there again. They're all Sunni Muslims. They all hate Western civilization. They all hate the United States. When we went in, the word is that apparently there are 70,000 active Taliban fighters. There are 350,000 Afghan troops. Instead of negotiating with the Taliban and treating them as somehow normal adversaries, if we had just resolved to wipe them out, wherever they were, drone them, bomb them, put a bounty on them, in these villages that said, well, there's a couple lurking around here, put a bounty on them. Eliminate 70,000 Taliban and do that relentlessly and then withdraw in an orderly fashion, giving sanctuary to interpreters and our friends, preferably relocating them in Islamic countries that are friendly in the Middle East. That to me would be the way to do it. It didn't happen. Water over the dam. The Taliban have now captured Afghan troop records, government records, and they're going door to door seeking retribution, murdering Afghan troops and their families. And you know, when a military force is disbanded and disorganized, they can't get together. If a couple hundred thousand Afghan troops had resolved and got together, they would fight the Taliban. That did not happen. The president of Afghanistan, Ghani, he showed his character by commandeering a helicopter, stuffing it with money, and flying to Uzbekistan. Everybody goes, well, we don't know where he is. Well, he ain't in Zurich, okay? He ain't in Paris, he ain't in Dublin, and he ain't in Rome. He's in Uzbekistan, to the north, another Sunni Islamic country, bordering country. Afghan troops are trying to get into Uzbekistan. He just shagged, he got out of there. And he gave a mealy-mouthed explanation that, well, you know, he's crooked as a dog's hind leg. He did nothing. You can make a case that when crooked Mike Pompeo and crooked Donald Trump told him to release 5,000 Taliban murderers and dealt directly with the Taliban and cut him out. He figured, what the hell? There's nothing I can do. But he didn't fight back. He didn't do anything. And you can't expect a fighting force like the Afghan army with that kind of leadership staying together. And then the Democrats, American soldiers, their trainers, and people who supply them with weapons are just saying, we're out of here. We're out of here. Not the way to do it. There is a feeling that somehow, you know, the Taliban should be treated somehow as equals with you know, adverse military objectives, that somehow you had people in the Democratic Party, in the squad, who said that American troops committed war crimes in Afghanistan against the Taliban. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That kind of infection has gone through part of the party in this country. Then you have the QAnon right-wing treacherous Republicans who betrayed us to Putin, and they're the ones that recognized the Taliban and released them as prisoners and treated them as equals. Let's have a sane voice, and I'm going to give you a sane voice right now from the regular Democratic Party. The war crimes were committed by the Taliban. They continue to be committed by the Taliban. The war crimes in Afghanistan, there are none by Western nations. They are committed by the Taliban, which now has a new Islamic state called the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. And it's not just that they're going to murder and rape their own women, which they will, but it's also going to be that they will go through society and they will go through their troop records and murder families and anybody associated with the Afghan government. All of these nauseating press accounts in the Trump administration and continuing into the spring that negotiations were proceeding, that somehow the Taliban had made concessions. You might as well have had Himmler and Hitler sitting there grinning and saying, we won't go into Poland if you let us go into Czechoslovakia. And we won't murder these people if you let us murder those people. Disgusting. It was absolutely disgusting. It came out of the press throughout this country. It was straight-faced. They reported it, right-wing and left-wing press. The left-wing of the Democratic Party and the right-wing and even the mainstream of the Republican Party said, all right, the Taliban is it. Are you kidding me? You kidding me? They're murderers. They're absolute murderers. Now, here's the deal. And Liz Cheney said that. Not just me, it is Liz Cheney saying that as well. Well, what do we got? What do we got? The Bagram Air Force Base in Kabul. That was our main base. It's now in the hands of the Taliban. And there's a prison there holding 5,000 prisoners, including ISIS prisoners. It's now in Taliban hands. ISIS prisoners are Sunni Muslims. Taliban are Sunni Muslims. What do you think the Taliban is going to do with them? They're going to open their jail cells and let them out and let them join their army. Let them join their army. That's what's going on over there. So there's no good solution now. The solution is to wind it down as best we can. And we will talk a little later about the geopolitical consequences of where we are going forward. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.